It's well I remember back in school being told, Nocter, you're a clown. What are you? You're a clown. Well, now if I wanted to actually become one, I could go and train with the Wobbly Circus. This is happening at the Red Kettle Central Hall near Jordan's Pub on the Quay. Two classes starting next Tuesday, one between 5 and 6.30, the other 7 to 9. And it's running for 4 weeks, so you could learn your circus skills. Paul Staniforth is the man behind it. He's from the Wobbly Circus and he's joining us now here in studio. How are you, Paul?
Hi, very well, thanks.
So what are you going to be teaching people?
So we've, the Waterford Circus Academy, we're going to be teaching a number of different things. It's a broad introduction to circus skills. Mm-hmm. The first week, we're going to be teaching juggling, tight wire walking.
Whoa.
On just a 2 foot high tight wire now. We're not going too big.
Yeah, day one tightrope walking.
Yeah. We're even an introduction to it, really. You know, and we've got a few sets of stilts, so people can even try stilt walking.
Brilliant.
Again, quite small stilts mm-hmm. at first. A number of different things, what we call object manipulation, juggling with things like Diablos and plastic spinners.
What's a Diablo?
A Diablo is...
I know what a Diablo is.
What's a Diablo, Avian?
A Diablo, it's kind of hard to explain, actually. There's circles either end, isn't there?
And
it's on a string.
Oh, yes.
You toss it up.
Timer.
Yeah, exactly, an egg timer, and you toss it up and catch it on a string.
I've seen those.
So that's the first week. And then the second week, we've got a guy coming in from Limerick, a guy called Simon Thompson, who is going to do a clown workshop with us.
This is what you need to go to.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is a very interesting one. A clown is all about play. Yeah. So we're going to be doing a lot of different exercises to do with play and improvisation and that sort of thing. The third week will be acrobatics. And we have a guy coming in, an acrobat that we work with to teach acrobatics and acrobatic balance, which is building human pyramids, that sort mm-hmm. of thing. And then the final week, we're going to look at sort of performance techniques. And we're also going to do a bit of a fire show on the Quay as well.
Ooh, marvellous.
A lot of stuff in
there. How did you get into this in the first place?
Well, I did something similar when I lived in England. I met some people who were running a club based in York, juggling club, and I went along to that. And they were actually running longer courses that were a week or two long. And I went along to that and just developed the skills from there, really. Yeah. So it was much a similar sort of thing that I went to originally to get into it myself.
It's the kind of thing, though, that I'd say you just need to practice and practice and practice to hone your skills, really, isn't it?
It's just over and over again practice, yeah.
Great stuff. I've seen you perform, actually, the Wobbly Circus. So you do kind of corporate events and festivals stuff like that. And Spree, I'm sure people have caught you at Spree in the past.
Yeah, we've been down at Spree. We did a workshop down at Spree. And, we do numerous sort of events from Rosa Tralee would be another one. We're actually down in Cork for Paddy's Day. We'll be in the parade there and also on a Saturday before doing their festivals. So we'll be all around the country doing that.
And you're doing the truck show as well. You're saying
the Waterford truck show in May. Yeah, we'll be down there.
Busy. You're busy, guys. So it's Tuesday the 25th. There's a session from 5 to 6.30, which is for your 8 to 12 year olds. And then after that, 7 to 9 is for, I suppose, the young adults and,
absolutely,
and fully grown adults.
Yeah.
No top age limit.
No top age limit. We'll go all the way up to,
So long as you can still move your arms and juggle, you're allowed in. Is this kind of a talent search in any way for you guys? Are you looking for new talent to come through?
Well, at the moment we're just running the course, but there is always that opportunity, and I think there's more and more opportunity for this sort of thing. We see actually around the country there's a great initiative in Galway, the Galway Community Circus. There's another one up in Belfast where a lot of young people are getting more involved, and I think there's more with the festivals and all this sort of thing going on, that there is scope for people to actually get into this as a job these days.
It's a bit of crack if nothing else. Paul, tell us, how can people make contact with you if they do want to sign up for the course?
The booking onto the course can be made through Red Kettle. They're dealing with the booking. So that's if you go onto their website at www.redkettletheatre.com, or alternatively, the phone number is 051 879 688. That's probably the best thing to do is go onto the website. Yeah. We can be found, more about ourselves can be found at wobblycircus.com or facebook.com/wobblycircus.
Very good.
There is a small charge, it's not huge.
I was just going to say, it's very good value. 60 quid for your 4 weeks.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, for the four weeks.
So you wouldn't get babysitting for that rate, would you? Thanks very much for that, Paul, and good luck with the Paul Staniforth there from the Wobbly Circus.